tell me about the Last Laugh. How did you come up with the idea?
I came up with Last Laugh after I read a biography on Sammy Davis Jr. and I had done some research on Stepin Fetch It, which was a character that was around in films in the 30s, I think into the 40s. And they were both black performers who really struggled with the idea of identity. Sammy Davis Jr. in the biography had talked a lot about how he would imitate white people and that's what he wanted to be ultimately. For a good deal of his early career, he just wanted people to perceive him as another white guy. And certainly he grew out of that mindset, but it was a huge influence on who he was and who he ended up being. And I think that as performers, as people of color, especially within the black culture, performance was so important to being able to get by in terms of whether it was you performed because you had to make it through the day. You had to make sure that you didn't seem forceful or violent or angry in situations where people had to be subservient or were oppressed. So I think that performance is just a really interesting topic, and especially within the context of people like Sammy Davis Jr. and Stepin Fetch It, I'm interested in bringing that story to life and highlighting it and bringing it to a new audience.
Just give you a hypothetical here. Let's just say after the show, somebody walks over to you and they say exactly what you'd like them to say. Like, how do you want this production to affect people? What do you want people to say about it?
I want people to say that they had a great time and it was deemed to be a meaningful, a great message about the complicated life of a performer and the complications of people who seek to deny who they are in order to please others. Because that's, I guess, one of the things that's at the core of the characters is the idea that they want to, as performers, they're living for the applause, they're living for their audience being pleased, and they're living for that high, that performance high. But what they have to realize is that if they're not secure in who they are as individuals, and if they're really running away from things, that performance high isn't going to last, isn't going to be able to sustain them as individuals. And I think that definitely throughout the years, we've seen examples. I mean, everybody from Britney Spears to Michael Jackson, lots of people who, as performers, like, they reach a certain point where they need that attention. They need that that performance high is something that is just so exciting to them. And sometimes you look at the day before and other places, drugs. And I just think it's an interesting topic, especially for performers.
Okay, how does it feel to be a part of this year's Solo Nova?
I'm really, really, really excited, especially because it's the 10th anniversary, and that's just such a huge honor that I was selected to be involved at this integral year. It's a really monumental year for them, and I'm excited. I know the people working on it are great and a lot of fun, and I know Solo Nova, since it's been around for 10 years, I've been in New York for 10 years, and it's always something that people are talking about, and the range of shows that are there and the different styles that all these other performers bring to the table is just incredible. So it's great.
So how do you want this production to ultimately be remembered?
Whoa, whoa. That's a good question. How do I want it to be remembered? I want it to be remembered as a really great insight into the complicated life I'll go back. One thing that I based the play off of is I was reading Sammy Davis Jr.'s biography, and I was doing a little research on Lincoln Perry, who actually is that's the name of a guy who played Stepin Fetch It years ago in certain movies. And he was the first black millionaire, black male millionaire. And both of them struggled, obviously, with identity. I think performers that struggle with their own identity is such an interesting topic, and especially in that era where there was segregation and there was still a lot of issues with civil rights. So, but I think what I'm really excited, what this piece means to me and what I think it'll highlight for others is that when you aren't able, when you aren't free to be who you want to be, it can be easy to run away and be someone else. It can, and that's the case for anybody in life, but especially for performers, when you have the opportunity, when people, when the applause and the laughs are coming because you are someone else, and you can sometimes start to lose who you really are. So I want people to see that and also have a great time and get a meaningful message, and hopefully they'll feel better about, you know, who they want to be in the world by witnessing the story of someone's struggle.